At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back. So today we got some really sad news this morning. Pro wrestling icon Hulk Hogan dead at 71. It's certainly been covered on the news quite a bit. A lot of news alerts sent out about that as well. Ryan, were you into wrestling as a kid? Was that a thing?
No, I wasn't. I had a lot of friends that were. And I even had some of the action figures because my friends did. Junkyard Dog and some of these rando names. But I wasn't really super into it.
Well, everybody knew Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
That is certain. And he had a bit of a resurgence in this last year of life. And it's a sad thing to hear that he has passed. Real quick, I want to play this clip from Carolyn Leavitt from last week. She was speaking from the White House podium. And let's listen to what she said about President Trump.
The president underwent a comprehensive examination, including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition.
So Carolyn Leavitt speaking about President Trump and this condition that he has. We are excited to have Dr. Mark Siegel on the show with us. Of course, a senior medical analyst for Fox News, clinical professor of medicine, and a practicing internist at NYU Langone Medical Center. Also, I watched on Outnumbered today. Doctor, thanks for fitting us into your busy schedule this afternoon.
Oh, really great to be on with you, Annie. I'm a fan of your show.
Thank you
for having me.
Thank you so much. I wanted to give you the opportunity to comment on the information that was provided after some photographs captured the swollen ankles of President Trump and some bruising on his hands. What kind of concern do you have as a medical professional about this information?
None, given the information that accompanied it. You know, there was a lot of disclosure there, the kind of detail I felt was completely missing from Biden's administration, like regarding the hands. You know, elderly people can have friable tissue of the hands, and you can have capillary leakage, especially if you shake a lot of hands and if you're on aspirin like he is. Aspirin interferes with platelet function and can lead to more bruising. So I think they went out on a limb using that as the explanation, if it was something more serious than that. I mean, you know, the thing that the Biden administration was expert at was obfuscation, not direct lying. I mean, I don't know how they would have handled a direct question with Biden, like, does he have prostate cancer or, you know, they seemed to be skirting around things. This was a very direct, hey, this is what it is. Here's the information. We got leg swelling, but here's what we did. We ruled out a blood clot. Mm-hmm. In two ways, by a sound wave test and by a blood test. There's no blood clot. We looked at his heart. His heart's functioning perfectly. It's not heart failure, back up from the heart. We looked at his kidney and liver via blood test. They're normal. So they basically ruled out everything other than what it is, which is a superficial venous problem that's very common in the elderly, especially when people are on their feet all day long, is treated with elevating your legs, which he probably will never do, or compression stockings, which he will probably never do, or they can do a cosmetic procedure with a laser that actually fixes it or makes it more, you know, less uncomfortable. But the point is, they went through much detail to reassure the American public that it's not a large problem, that it's more of a cosmetic one.
You've been probably watching from with a very educated position from afar presidents and their health and watching what they do and noticing things, as I'm sure you notice with people everywhere you go. Do you feel as though the Trump administration might have not overshared, but been very willing to come out and have so much clarity in what they're reporting than maybe Barack Obama, if he would have had some sort of condition like this? Do you feel like there was an effort that had a little bit to do with the lack of transparency of the prior administration?
There's an enormous history of obfuscation and denial of presidential health that goes back to George Washington. And it's almost a culture that changed more recently with the yearly physical. But, you know, Woodrow Wilson had a stroke in office. He was whispering instructions to his wife. He had Spanish flu right before the Treaty of Versailles was signed, which is why Germany got punished so severely, because Wilson was going to defend them. That led to the uprising of the Nazis. You had FDR. Who knows why he went for that last term? He probably switched to Truman, knowing that he wasn't going to survive the term. He had severely high blood pressure. He had heart disease, died of a stroke, uncontrolled high blood pressure. I don't know what we had to treat in those days. Eisenhower was having heart attacks in office. Reagan, you know, lost a lot of his blood when he was shot, and that didn't surface. You know, Nixon, before Watergate, was on all kinds of medications, mood stabilizers. That didn't come out. I mean, I can go on and on here. The thing is that I thought we had turned a corner on that because Bush was pretty revealing of his health. Bush 41, if you recall, there was Halcyon Gate, but he was pretty revealing of his health. And 43 was in great health. And to your question about Obama, I think I don't know what would have happened because I think Obama was in great health. So I don't know what would have happened if he wasn't. But clearly Biden wasn't. And they did everything under the sun to keep us from knowing it. And for me, full disclosure of presidential health is an important part of our democracy. Not everyone sees it that way. Certainly the handlers don't.
Sure. Yeah, everything is political first, of course. So it's about messaging. This would be no different. I did want to ask you, I followed politics very closely. I'm into it. It's like a nerd thing for me and always has been. So I'm blessed to do what I do here. But when it comes to conservative politics, the addition to RFK Jr. and the MAHA movement is kind of an eye opener for me. Dr. Mark Siegel speaking with us right now. I have four kids and I have been trying to feed them the right things their whole life because I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. I don't even know if I ate food until organic food started to be mainstream. We now see a story earlier this week, Coca-Cola to launch new product with cane sugar this fall following Trump push. I'm wondering how excited you are for all of these announcements from these big companies who are making this decision. They're not being forced to do it. They're choosing to do it. If you see any danger in people being like, oh, cane sugar is good, and then, you know, thinking that Coca-Cola is now a healthy option, just wondered your thoughts on that.
I think that...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump is not saying that cane sugar is healthy. He's saying that cane sugar is healthier. And he's saying that if you're going to drink a Coke, this is the Coke you should drink. Because high fructose corn syrup is directly connected to ultra-processed foods. It doesn't remember the corn stalk, is what I like to say, but a cane sugar remembers the cane, the sugar cane. And I don't like any added sugar. I think you should be getting your sugar from fruit and vegetables, not from Coca-Cola with sugar in it. But I think it tastes better. I think it's more natural, and I think it's part of the process of getting the fake stuff out. High fructose corn syrup is definitely directly connected to obesity. Is drinking Coca-Cola made with cane sugar? Sure. Also unhealthy. But again, the unhealthy movement is about processed foods and chemicals. And so I'm for this move, provided that it's accompanied with this information. This is more natural, but it's got the same number of calories.
Dr. Siegel, this is Ryan Wiggins. The changes that are being announced by these mega food corporations, is this kind of the low-hanging fruit, or is this stuff that is actually like a step in the right direction?
Step in the right direction, because it's being done voluntarily, which is really interesting. If you put it on the label, warning, 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 like in Europe, that has a different impact. But, you know, right now we're in a climate of, can we do this voluntarily and keep the competition going? So in other words, we want a free market system, but the message now is it ain't sexy to eat these chemicals. You know, it looks like it's from outer space. Maybe it belongs in outer space. So it's all about addiction, and I think sugar addiction is the key. So if you have something that looks outlandish but it's connected with sugar, you may get psychologically addicted to the color, but you're getting physically addicted to the sugar that accompanies it. So I think that you can have breakfast cereals, but they need to look a little more bland than this and be healthier. And, you know, a lot of those companies had already started in that direction themselves, to be fair. Kraft Heinz had made mac and cheese without artificial colors way back, you know, years ago, and also Heinz ketchup. So I think some are adding to the bandwagon now, but I think it's very encouraging that it's voluntary. I think the resistance of Mars and M&M's is wrong. I think maybe they know exactly what I'm saying here, that people are buying M&M's because they have a certain look and they're afraid of that look being lost. But that's wrong.
Dr. Mark Siegel, one last question real quick before we let you go. We started this segment here. We talked a little bit about Hulk Hogan, who passed away at 71. It doesn't seem like this is something that people expected. I just wanted to know if you wanted to comment on that death. Should it be untimely?
Well, because he's the picture of vitality, and he's the picture of strength and wit and youth and fitness. Even at 71, it was like he was ageless. And, you know, he had several operations. I don't know why he had the neck fusion, the spinal fusion. I don't know if that's what happened, if there was a complication. There's rumors about that. You know, did he have a complication of the surgery? You know, don't forget, in the 80s, it was well known that he was, you know, one of the steroid users. And pro wrestlers typically have a short lifespan. So this isn't unusual, but it's something that's disheartening, but a lot of people remember him incredibly well.
Yeah, certainly. Vitality, I like that word. Dr. Mark Siegel, thank you for being with us. We really appreciate your expertise and your time.
Great to be on with you, Annie. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Love talking to him. Gosh, it was like an added sugar conversation for one Ryan Wiggins.
It was a little bit of therapy for me, because I am stopping added sugar during the week. I'm allowing myself to eat it on the weekends.
Baby steps.
I don't think
exactly.
I don't think that you stop eating it on the week, though, Ryan. I think that you don't eat candy.
No. I'm drinking Coke Zero or Dr. Pepper Zero. One of the two. They all.
You
taste
don't
nasty.
Know.
No, I don't.
Have you tried the zero sugar ones?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Like Pepsi products.
I did have a wild cherry Pepsi Zero that I thought was pretty darn good.
I think that the Pepsi products that are zero sugar are the best zero. I would way rather have Diet Coke than Coke Zero. I can't. Coke Zero tastes like pepper and ashtrays to me.
I can't figure out what I like, because
I know people who really like Coke Zero. I'm just not one of them.
I've been mixing for the last 2 years. I've been mixing zero and regular together to try to wean myself off of regular soda. And now I'm there, and it's still just not as good. But I'm trying, and I am I'm succeeding. This is now, I think, week 4 of me doing this. So It's going well. I'm losing a little tiny bit of weight, you know, mainly from my brain, I think.
I went to Infinite Vitality this morning. They were on the show yesterday, and I went this morning, and in like 3.5 weeks, I've lost 6 pounds.
Excited about that.
Got a few more to go.
I've lost less than that.
Well, it's because you don't have infinite vitality.
It's because my brain only weighs a total of 7 pounds, according to the kid from Jerry Maguire.
You subtract your brain from your weight and the show? Just kidding. It's not your brain we want, Ryan. It's your wit.
It's what I look like on camera. You know that's true.
That's exactly why you're on the radio. Let's take a quick break when we come back. I'm going to ask you guys about this YouTube poll. There's a couple other stories that are surfacing here, including one that involves Ghislaine Maxwell. Are we saying Ghislaine? Is that?
Ghislaine.
But I hear both.
Well, Ghislaine? I say Ghislaine.
Potato, potato.
I have no sugar cloud in my brain, so I think I'm probably right.
Oh, man. We'll get to the bottom of it next. Took away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.